Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is Friday night, and I believe it's what, the 29th day of December 2023. Rolling on into 2024, which might just be a bad mamma jamma, if you know what I mean. Oh, man, oh, man. Ah, well, anyway, I will tell you that it looks like to me, everything I see is that somebody's getting ready to go to war against us. Well, Biden and all his so-called coalition, you see, the coalition won't put their ships or put their planes under a U.S. government command, won't do that. And now today, Russia started bombing the Ukraine again and really bombing it. And just at the time, I guess, where they're trying to convince people now that, you know, Biden's crew that we might just have to have give Russia part of the thing in the first place. So I don't know, man. It's like crazy. It's just totally crazy business. All I know is that I'm here. I made it through Christmas, and may Lord Jesus be thanked for that and all of the prayers that you set up for me and are continuing to set up for me as I stay in the game, keep old Hawk in the game, fighting against the old lung cancer, and now it's, you know, it's gone into other parts of the systems in the body, and gone into the liver and the different stuff. But I'll tell you what, I think that I am here, and I think I'll be, the Lord Jesus will keep me in this game, and your prayers certainly have helped to do the trick. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, there's power in the blood of Jesus, power in the blood of Jesus, and all the billionaires, according to Brother Quayle, the Hagman, and all that, all the billionaires, I guess, are building big, huge shelters, you know. All kind of stuff. So if they're building shelters, and if Walmart now, as well as Costco, is selling gold bars, does that give you any kind of an idea as to what possibly should be being done? Ah, yes. And that is, quite frankly, something to really think about. When you see certain people doing certain things, and God bless all of you out there, by the way. And the amount of people that have sent me postcards or Christmas cards or written to me in the email, and it's RadioHawk777@hotmail.com. RadioHawk777@hotmail.com. But I'll tell you, I don't know what to tell a lot of people, because now, you know, when Costco and Walmart offer gold bars, you better start to understand that that gold might be coming important. Maybe you should call Steve Quayle at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. And tell them old Hawk sent you, and order you up some gold and silver or platinum. I didn't check to see what it was before we came on, but at a certain point in time, it's going to be beyond belief what it will be. So in terms of that, just keep that in mind. Brother Quayle told you to buy gold from him when it was $350 an ounce and silver was $4 or $4.50 an ounce. And look at it now, what, 24 or 25 bucks an ounce for silver, and about 20, 70 or whatever from gold. Yep, well, anyway, we got all kind of stuff going on in Albuquerque. They're IRGC targets. Iranian Iranian targets hit. Oh man, oh man, I'm just having a little trouble breathing. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. And I'll tell you what, even with the oxygen, you know, it's still a little hard and tough sometimes with the lungs. When you have a lung that's got a big hole in it and don't inflate, and the other one's got the bronchioles all goofed up, and, you know, it's just kind of really interesting. Oh, we got one today. And so that is the way to look at that, you know, for me, but I'm trying to... Let me just take a second. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry. Sorry to have to breathe, and that's even with the oxygen on. Now, did you see the West Coast? Did you see the waves? Just incredible. Coming up over the seawall and all the stuff, it's just mind-boggling. If you're in those coastal areas of California, may the Lord protect you against all evil, and may you be able to get in interiorly and up on a higher altitude. And I saw the people were sitting out there on the beach, and then the waves, huge waves came in. Huge waves came in. Just incredibly wild. Incredibly wild. Oh man, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry. I'm a little bit nonplussed here. Just let me catch my breath. Anyway, all the people who sent postcards or sent Christmas cards or letters or emailed me and sent good wishes or anything, and may the Lord Jesus return anything you've sent to me 10,000-fold. May He just bless you all. And all the well wishes and the prayers, and it's just incredible for me to hear it. And I'm thankful to be on air with you, still. Now, I tell you, they're trying to destroy Trump and take away people's votes. That's just going to be a backfire. But on the other hand, I still don't know if we're going to have an election. I really do not know, you know. Don't know at all in terms of that. But, number of people that are going to be like at New York City tonight for the ball drop, and then you wonder whether or not the Palestinian protest and people are going to be there and what's going to happen on that. You wonder all of this stuff going on, the protests at the airports and people having to march through the stuff to try to get there to get the plane to get back to work or to get back home. Hi, thank you, Michael S. He says, God bless you. God is with you and is leading your steps. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for everybody out there. Oh, well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you. The thing that I see is that we're going to go very quickly into some kind of a period where because of war or a takeout of a carrier group or of another U.S. ship or something like that, or, you know, an attack on a city in the United States or on power substations or little Kimmy dropping his bombs out of the satellites, you know, knocking out the power grid or whatever it might be. Whatever it might be. Or... at the first of the year here, you see, we've just had a huge year where the stock markets all have been up. Well, with them all being up and they're featuring how well they did this year and all the different stuff on the year, 14% on the Dow and what is it, 44% on the NASDAQ and I forget what the Fortune 500 was, but that kind of stuff. But the thing is, maybe you should take your profits and get out of that. And if you do not have a year, 2, 3 years, 3.5 years supply, you know, like a great tribulation time frame, a 3.5 year supply of food, for you and your family, or for you and your family, your neighbors, then perhaps you should do that. God bless. God bless all of you out there. Yeah. Now, you've got to believe in the Lord Jesus. You've got to believe in our Father in heaven. I'm an example of it here, right here, and I believe more and more all the time, because I have to, because I'm still here. And I was given 3.5 to 5 weeks, unless I did do the, some of the treatments. I've done the treatments. I do the ivermectin. I'm trying to drink a little bit of the green tea, but I cannot do all of these things, many of which are there and designed to preclude or prevent you from getting it, cancer, when I already had it full blown. It just came out of nowhere on me. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. Here is Albert Pike. The Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agentur of the Illuminati and between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Arabic world, and the political Zionism, the State of Israel, mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economical exhaustion, and shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, and shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all of its horror will show clearly to the nations the effects of absolute atheism and the origin of savagery and of the most bloody turmoil. Then everywhere the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate those destroyers of civilization, and the multitude disillusioned with Christianity, not Hawk being disillusioned with, but the multitude delusioned with Christianity, whose deistic spirits will from that moment be without compass or direction, anxious for an ideal but without knowing where to render its adoration, will receive the true light, the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer. So Lucifer is going to use this time to really give you the true light, you see. But finally, out in the public view, this manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement, which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. Now, that was Albert Pike in 1871 to Giuseppe Mazzini. Now, all these people are just sitting there. A lot of the ones in government and the banks worship Lucifer, the Lightbringer. And these wars are getting started for real. And when it goes and blows and we go into a nuclear war, you're going to just be incredibly surprised at how quick it's going to go around the globe. Yes, my brother, thank you for sending me this. God only gives us, any of us, but one day at a time. And faith for the future. And you got to believe it glorifies our Creator and Savior's holy name to provide miracles for His faithful. Ah, yes, sir, brother. God bless you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all you do for me. And for all you do for people in the audience out there. And for all the prayers from the audience up there to you. Thank you so very much. Ah, boy. Now, I guess Brother Quayle was up with Brother Hagman, I guess they had a pretty good show today. Let's look at the precious metals and see what they went to today. I just wanted to take a look at this. You go to stevequayle.com. He's got the new section where you click on the precious metal price. Big, nice new section, Renaissance Precious Metals. And gold, 2064, and that's kind of interesting because you got a 10 and 10 at the end, don't you? And then silver, 2387, and then platinum, 1001. So while it's still there and not 3,000 on the gold or 20,000 on the gold or $100 or $50 or $100 on the silver, you might as well grab you some up. Get you some going, you know, if you can do it. Ah, yes. And this is part of what Steve and Doug talked about. World War III will be decided and over in the first hour from launch of the hypersonic nukes. You can go up and listen to the Doug and Steve show up there at stevequayle.com. And through 21 through 25, and there shall be signs in the sun, the moon, and in the stars upon the earth, distress of nations. With perplexity, the sea and waves roaring, and men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. So when you look at the waves coming onto the earth, coming onto the west coast, onto California, coming across the sea walls, it's incredible. Oh, yes, I like this article right here from the Daily Mail. U.S. intelligence official determined that Chinese spy balloon used a U.S. internet provider to communicate. Well, I'll tell you what, the Cold War warrior and those others that listen to the ham from the hammies talk to me about that. We told you that 2 years ago. Told you that a year, 2 years ago. And we talked to you about how they were using various different different internet broadcasts and message boards of the ham world. That was over 2 years ago we were talking to you about that. So I don't think that it's real interesting that, maybe the Daily Mail or whatever is starting to reap the archives of the old Hawk Show or Quail Show, you know. The report stated, or the no such is listening to it and then providing information through the backside to the Daily Mail. The report stated that the balloon was connected. Oh, in a news report from NBC, the outlet cited two current and one former U.S. official familiar with the report as its source. The reports say the balloon was connected to a full-based U.S.-based company communicating with China about its navigation. Yes, we told you about that company down there in Texas. We told you about the one in the Dakotas. We told you about the ones also from different things. So all of this is like rehash of the Hawk Radio from a year, 2 years ago. Kind of very interesting to see this out there. It's quite interesting, but they're not going to give us credit for any of it, I'll tell you that. Man. They're starting to burn down churches in Canada. Arson. Just before Christmas Eve, the fourth church in Alberta to be targeted for the holidays was burned to the ground by arsonists. Well, there's power in the blood of Jesus, and Lucifer and his people know that they don't want anybody to go to church. They don't want anybody who preaches the real gospel to hear it. I'm going to tell you what. I'm just going to tell you this. This is the thing I'm going to tell you. If you don't have firearms clean and ready to go, 12-gauge pumps, 7.62, but 39 with the 30-round mags, 223s, 308s, whatever it might be. Good old M1 30-06 carbine, you know, or a good old, or excuse me, M1 30-06 Garands, whatever it might be. Your dad, your grandpa's deer gun with the scope, the whole nine yards, 22 long rifle. Glocks, SIGs, Rugers, Colts, Smith & Wessons, whatever it might be. If you don't have them all ready to go and have 1,000 rounds and ready to go at the same time, if you don't have helmets, and you know, you can go up and look for Sportsman's Guide, you can look for, you know, helmets up there. You can look for helmets, bullet, you know, armor plated or armor resistant helmets that you can get them now for 30. That'll turn a 30 round or 30 cal. Okay. Not go through the helmet, bounce off the head. So look for, you know, bulletproof helmets, or look for helmets that are resistant to 30 cal. Level 3, level 4 helmets is what you want. Level 4 helmets. Level 4 helmets. But even the 3s, the old ones from the war from the Gulf War, they'll still knock off the frag stuff, you know, knock off any kind of shrapnel and that kind of stuff and protect you. Oh, man, oh, man. Another article at stevequayle.com. Heritage Foundation sues the CIA for refusing to hand over COVID records after the agency did not comply with the Freedom of Information request for records connected to its team tasked with investigating the lab leak theory. Well, of course you guys did the lab leak. You guys are in bed with the Red Chinese now. You're in bed with the Red Chinese, and Red China Joe got paid billions, don't you know, through his son Hunter Biden. And then Fauci gave the money for the Wuhan lab to do it and to make the stuff and to create the lab, the disease, the COVID. And you remember all that stuff. Remember they released it during the Special Forces games back in October. We knew about that stuff October, November. And I got my old buddy. I got my old buddy and his wife who sail around the world. God bless you out there. And that information got up from him who was in that area, in the Wuhan area where the games are on about that time period. And that they also turned the 5G up so it stood the hair up on the back of your neck. Never have we seen so much crap being pushed down our throats, ladies and gentlemen. And the danger of where we're at and the fact that all of these cities and all the stuff that are just going wild weasel, and the Depakot and the pee and the people on the street laying out on the street corners and in homeless, you know, camps and all the stuff around the cities, and the murder rates going up and all the different things. And at the same time, they're telling you, oh, it's really better than it was. Oh, man. You got hypersonic nukes. Remember when Red China had theirs up? It was orbiting a planet. Back then, I reported that to you, that then Steve did as well, that that they could hit anywhere within on the Earth in less than 5 minutes. Less than 5 minutes. Thank you, Diane. She says, each time you're on the broadcast, it's a blessing to us all. Well, I wished it was, and I hope it is. I hope it is. And Lady J, God bless you, Lady J, out there. And I tell you what, Lady J has been talking to people about canning their own food, their garden vegetables, stuff from the grocery store for quite some time. And she started a whole thing in of a whole lot of people in her area in North Carolina and in Virginia. And God bless the Lady J and all the people she's helped over the years. And I tell you what, to the Nunamakers, anybody can take care of a little bit something for them to send over to what they're trying to do now is that our good man that's been over there helping to disperse the Bibles and the songbooks into the Montagnard villages. His car, I think it was like a, you know, an early 80s Fiat or something like that, finally went belly up. And if you got a little extra, you put in for the Bible fund, just they're going to try to get him a good used car or truck to get the stuff up there. Oh, man. Send it to the Nunamaker Bible Project, Nunamaker Indochina Bible Project, and that's Nunamaker Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, PA, with a Y, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. May Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. It looks though as now we've got emergency alert. Somebody sent this to me. Russian missile violates Polish airspace. Let me click on this to see what's going on with it because I didn't see that before I came up on air tonight. Let me see here. All right, that's from the New York Prepper. Russian missile violates Polish airspace, the largest missile attack on Ukraine yet. Now, the United States has troops, special forces and special ops and different people that have been in Ukraine. Also, they've been in Poland and in the Baltic states. A whole lot of Polish snipers and people there have been trained by U.S. snipers and different things. And if you're going to see something going to that area, then that's a direct NATO scenario. And I'll tell you what, we're liable to get hit with a nuclear missile, you know, take out, or the EMP missiles take out our power grids. Or, you know, maybe New York City, take down the banks, you know what I'm saying, and the stock markets, all the stuff. You think you got money up in there? You know, if they don't have a record of it, there is nothing, is there? There's nothing whatsoever. All the big stock funds, all the IRAs, all the different things. And I'll tell you what, I don't know where we're going to be if they take out one of our carrier groups or one of those kind of things, one of the bigger ships, you know, one of the spy ships or one of the destroyers or cruisers. The literal ships that we have are not even really over there too much on the coastal areas because some of the commanders are telling Biden and his crew to heck with it. To heck with it. We don't even want to be over there. Oh, man. The fact that we do not have in our arsenal, you know, the 155-millimeter artillery shells. We don't have, you know, the missiles, the Tomahawks, all the different stuff. It's just going to be incredible. Our military, although spending jillions and quadrillions on it, is not prepared. Oh, they're prepared to come after you in the United States. But now, with the war in Gaza and Israel, and then also in hitting the West Bank with Ukraine war, with all the red Chinese all over the world now in Canada, running around through the Canadian parks, you know, in Bull, Bull BDU, all the ones that have come into the United States, plus all of the Africans and others that are being recruited to be here as mercenaries. What do we got? A record number of people coming in this December. I think that would be over 269,000 illegal aliens coming in through the southern border this December alone, and it ain't over yet. If we don't expand the munitions production, and I mean right now, start it right now. Lake City's been on three ships. You know what, you closed Sunflower ammunition out here years back. You don't have any kind of things, but you need to have a redundancy in ammunition and, ordnance for American things for our missiles. And it takes a long time to make some of that stuff, high-tech stuff, these missiles. You're going to have a situation where bing, bang, boom, and there comes the big old hypersonic Russian or Red Chinese stuff coming in and knocking out large portions of the United States. But I'll tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus, and if you're prepared and if you're ready, you better be at the ready to when they come, that you take them on, that you wade into their lines, you sneak up on their systems. You sneak up on their people who have their supplies at the ready and are trying to distribute it to their troops who've come into the United States. Oh, man. Here's the exact numbers. The defense stockpile of largely obscure reserve of raw materials based at Fort Belvoir in Virginia with operations throughout the U.S., the National Defense Stockpile holds an emergency supply of 50 critical minerals. Many of these minerals, such as aluminum, titanium, magnesium, are used in the production of munitions. The value of materials in the U.S. defensive stockpiles drastically decreased from $42 billion in 1952 to the stockpile maintaining only 300 metric tons of cobalt compared to China's 7,000 metric tons. Congress must expand the national defense stockpile to support a potential major theater war. And if you can't do that, you can't have one theater war, let alone two or three. The munitions stockpiles and production capacity are not just inadequate, they're glaringly vulnerable. And the defense strategy must act with resolve and urgency to revitalize our defensive industrial base and expand our reservoir of munition production materials. Nothing less than our national defense interests and global stability is at stake. And if that don't happen within a month or 2 months, I think this thing is all done. I think it's all done, ladies and gentlemen. I really do. And when I say put a fork in it, it's done. And that means that what it'll be is be Wild Weasel. It'll be Wild Weasel. You'll have all kind of collapse of markets. You'll have, martial law. You'll have food, inability to get food. You'll have gasoline and different things. You won't be able to get it. So you're going to have to be your own supply sergeant, your own general store, your own gas station. And I know there's good people out there doing everything they possibly can do. From Black Oak Ranch, to all the good people on Warren Soul, God bless you all. From all the good people in Texas, from Northern California, Freehold, New Jersey, Live Oak, Florida, God bless you. And Live Oak, God bless you. You know who you are. From McClinney, Florida, God bless you. All that you do. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I wish I could communicate how I feel about all of you and how I've known you, so many of you, through the emails, through the letters, the cards, over the years. Oh, it's just going to be incredibly horrendous at some point in the near future. And, you know, you got what? Matthew 24, Luke 21. Rice is going to go way up, so you better get more rice. Go to Sam's or Costco and get you some rice. It's got a 15-year high on the price. I'm going to tell you another thing I told you again about 2 or 3 weeks ago. Go to South Ord, SOUTHORD, South Ord, and get some professional locksmith tools and supplies. Get the lock picks. And you can get a small group of them, and there's different types. You can also get the things where you can get into car doors. And start a car, do all that kind of stuff. Because I'm going to tell you, get into filing cabinets, get into all types of different locks and what have you. Southern Ordnance, South Ord, professional locksmith and tools and supplies. Now, I took a lock picking or locksmithing class from Colonel Bo Greitz. It's just incredible what you can do with a few little things. And the locks you can get into, and I'll tell you what, you might need some of that at some point in time when it's all up for grabs. When you know that there is a lock, and you know inside there is food or shelter or ammunition or what have you. And that the people you know that have it or used to have it, they're gone. They've taken off or they've been killed or what have you. And yet you can't get in the door. If you've got something like this, you might be able to get in the door. So just to let you know, even your own different cars, trucks, what have you, that you might have, or you might know of people in your neighborhood or your friends or relatives, you'll be able to get into their vehicle, pick the lock, start the car. So white rice, 5% broken, an Asian benchmark, climbed for a third straight week to reach $659 a ton on Wednesday, according to the Rice Export Association. That's the highest since October 2008. And the price increase brings that increase this year to about 38%. After top shipper India restricted exports and dry weather threatened production. Rice is vital to the diets of billions of people in Asia and Africa, and the latest run-up in prices could fan inflationary pressures and hike import bills for buyers. Now, I'm going to tell you, rice is a good food. You get a little bit of rice, you cook the rice, you got a Denny Moore beef stew, you got a chunky soup on top of that, or some other stew or what have you, and you got yourself a good ration. You got yourself a good ration. And you're going to have something to sustain yourself so you can fight what's coming down the pike. And there's going to be a lot of things coming down the pike. Biker gangs, street gangs, how are you going to deal with them? Where are you going to see them? And oh, while I think about it right now, I just now thought about it. To my brother Crazy Horse, may the Lord Jesus come and touch you right now. May he remove the pneumonia from your system that's been there for a week or two. Lord Jesus, will you go to Crazy Horse? Will you remove his pneumonia and will you restore him back to full health? Oh, man. Just a wild weasel scenario, ladies and gentlemen. Here's more and more coming up about, the world missile, Russian missile traverses Poland. NATO's much vaunted air defense has never responded. The live Russian missile entered Poland airspace, traveled dozens of miles inside Poland, then turned into Ukraine. And this is out of Hal Turner's site. And last night, we were, as reported elsewhere on the site, Russia launched a large missile attack upon Ukraine since the start of hostilities between those two countries. At least one missile fired from Russia across the through all of Belarus and then entered eastern Poland airspace. The missile continued traveling southwest, remained in Poland airspace for several minutes, then turned in the southeast and entered Ukraine. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a violation of a NATO country. And I tell you what, the Russians have been hit hard. Russians have been hit hard, but at the same time, they've hit the Ukrainians hard. And the Russians have got a lot going on. Got a lot going on. The rare earth policy that China's got is shaking the global tech industry. And you don't, may not know it, ladies and gentlemen, Red China controls about 90% of the rare earths, particularly the refined metallics, you know, rare earth metal market. And they have controlled that for a lot of the time period. And then they've moved all into all Africa and all the different places to take over more of it. Yes, it's made efforts to kind of bring back domestic mining of all critical minerals, but the challenges remain due to China's market dominance. So what you're going to have to do, you see, is going to have presidents, quit having presidents that get bribed to the tune of millions and millions and billions of dollars from the Red Chinese that they've gone over to that side. And his sons are in business with it. And meanwhile, you've sold all the domestic reserve stock of oil at low prices to the Red Chinese. The old Hackberry Salt Dome, you've been emptying that out, haven't you, Red China Joe? And I'm going to tell you, now he's on vacation in the Virgin Islands, just having himself a real nice ball, you see. Ah, man. Meanwhile, letting Red China take over and the Russians. And you remember? The Russians and the Donald S. USS Donald Cook, and how they shut off all the lights and everything, all the systems and the Aegis and all of that. And remember me telling you back in that era, in that period of time, that the original developer of some of those electromagnetic pulse weapons and stuff that the Russians were using against the Cook and others, that was originally, some of it was designed and brought out by the Iranians. And then the Russians, I told you, came in to help them and to take it over and then to take and put money and invest in it and to take over the manufacture of it. So the Iranians, the Persians, you say, the Iranians, they're in this game. So anyway, lithium, cobalt, nickel, graphite, manganese, critical minerals. And that's what we're talking about. We can't even make some of the stuff. Titanium, you had to fool the Russians to make a couple titanium winged aircraft, you know. Ah, yes. Thank you, TK. TK says, praying the blood of divine healing and the blood of the Lamb be poured over Hawk. Blessings to you, Hawk, in Jesus. Thank you, sir. Well, makes you want to send your tax money to the Ukraine, doesn't it? Makes you want to send it to China to invest in corporations over there, doesn't it? So that you can... just get paid your retirement, you know, from this state or that state or the federal government. I tell you what, you'd better get some of the money out of your IRA or your stock account or out of your bank, and you'd better buy sufficient water purification ability. Extra water containers, smaller ones, so you can carry them with you in your truck or your car or what have you, on wagons. Rolling down the street in a little red wagon. Because that's what it may come to at some point. You have a scenario where you'd better have long-term storage food, dehydrated, freeze-dried, Wise, Mountain House, Alpenair, Four Patriots, whoever the brand name is. And that's that. You need to have it because you can store a whole year's supply of food on one little pallet, you know, for a family. On a pallet of, you know, you can store your supply for four times. But I'm going to tell you what, do not overlook the black plastic or the white plastic pails and tops that you can get yourself, and you can put flour, diatomaceous, a little bit of food grade diatomaceous earth in there. You can put the rice in there. You can put all the different stuff, pinto beans, all the different things, seal them up with oxygen absorbers and seal them all up. You can put a little bit of food-grade diatomaceous earth, which will keep the bugs out, keep the bugs from being any kind of a problem. You can do all of this, and you need to start placing that places where it will be up out of water, up and protected, in a cool, dry place, as they always used to say, in a cool, dry place. Not freezing dry place, but in a cool, dry place. Because I'm going to tell you, you think about being on the road and you had, even just in your town or your city or your, even your small town where you're roaming from place to place, hiding in your hidey holes, as somebody might be chasing you, or they're on the streets and they're trying to do different stuff, but you know where to hide because it's your alley. It's your old building. It's your piney little woods next to the creek. You know what I'm saying? And you've got you a little spider hole down there. Or you're under the stone part or the concrete part of the bridge and the little bitty storage facility, storage complex under the side of the bridge where the bridge goes over the water, but on each end you can be there. You're very welcome, Crazy Horse. You better get that 4570 at the ready, buddy. And just sit out there and maybe that pneumonia will go away. Maybe that pneumonia will go away. But may the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil and may he remove that from your body. Oh, boy. I wished I could tell and knew everybody's name that had something to the jarhead and all of that. To my friend, Mr. Weaver, God bless you out there. And you had a son who died of cancer, but his motto was never, ever give up. And may Lord Jesus shine his glory down upon you from heaven, because that's where he's at, I know. And thanks to everything that everybody does out there. On behalf of our Lord Jesus. Oh, man, oh, man. 1 second after when the power grid goes out, you're not going to believe it, are you? So, therefore, I'm going to tell you, I think you need to get, if you can get it, get a nice wattage solar panel generator where you can plug it in to charge up the battery in the thing, or you can put the solar panels out into the sun and get it, and then you can use that. Some of them will even plug into a smaller RV, you know, 24 feet or less, into like a trailer RV, that kind of a thing, and you can power the electricity in the small RV even off some of these solar powered generators. You got to get one that's got enough of the wattage to do so, but I'm going to tell you, it will keep the battery charged. But you need to start thinking about all of this. And I'll tell you, for all of the ninjas out there, God bless all of you. All those ninjas. We're hearing you're also getting good grades in school. Hearing you get good grades in school as well. So anyway, if I knew exactly when it was coming, I would tell you, but I don't. And I certainly don't know when, no man knoweth when Lord Jesus is coming. But I can tell you that we're in the season for martial law and expansion of the Gog Magog war in the nuclear. And just think about, had that missile been a hypersonic nuclear missile that would have taken out a large section of the Ukraine, what would Biden have done? We find out that the NATO, that the Polish, NATO, that they're, and that would be also U.S. Patriots and stuff like that, that they didn't work and didn't take that missile out. So why didn't they take that missile out? When the very fact is you got the U.S. Special Ops in Poland. You got them sitting in the Baltics. They can launch one there, too, in the next 10 minutes. Oh, man. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. Did you see the did you see how smart Aleki, the main Secretary of State woman, is? About Trump? Well, I tell you, it's going to get crazy. Going to get crazy on that front. Going to get crazy on that front. And here's another one here. I just looking at it right here. My Patriot Supply was an ad on a thing here. My Patriot Supply. Number 10 can food pack. 438 total servings. A 12 pack of the number 10 cans. It had, I'm looking at them here, long grain white rice, quick oats, breakfast muffins, strawberry flavored cream of wheat, traveler stew, powdered whey milk, cherry wood mashed potatoes, orange-flavored energy drink, cheesy broccoli. These are just like a group here. Freeze-dried sliced strawberries. 438 total servings, a 12-pack, approximately $225.40. So I just clicked on that just to let you know some of the different things. I mean, I remember that, you know, your supply used to be pretty inexpensive, but I'm going to tell you, that's not a year supply, but that's 438 servings. Or 438 nice small rations that'll keep you in the game. Keep you in the game. And I don't have a particular one. You could go to Cabela's, different stuff. Or Bass Pro. Oh, man, ladies and gentlemen, we're just going to have to keep our head on the swivel. And I wish that we did not have to go through this, but when have I not read to you Matthew 24? What have I not read to you? Matthew 24. Maybe I should read it again. Maybe I should read that again, you know? Because quite frankly, the red letter edition, what Jesus has to say is the key to all what I've been trying to be on air about you from the very beginning, because that's what I was recruited to do. Strike blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. The end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. And then they shall deliver you up and be afflicted and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Lord Jesus wants you to endure to the end, and you'll be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all of the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. And we therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down and take anything out of the house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child of them that give suck in those days. And pray that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such was not since the beginning of our world to this time, no one ever shall be. Except those days shall be short, if no flesh be saved. Radio Hawk, 777 at hotmail.com. 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 662-208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Ladies and gentlemen, believe me, anything is most needed and welcome. Any assistance? God bless you and thank you for all. May Lord Jesus eternity of 10,000 hopes.